Back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by not only an old friend of the show, but maybe the original friend of Sportsline with Brett Hollander here on WBAL, Jimmy Patsos, the former basketball coach at Loyola University, now the new coach at Siena. Jimmy, how are you?
Brett, I'm seeing you rise to your stardom. No one deserves more than you. No one works harder than you. And once that Jenna gave you a chance, you ran with it. I'm proud to know you, and I know I'm going to see you a long time or talk to you. You've done a great job with that show.
Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. I do appreciate it. And you did a great job as the head basketball coach at Loyola, turning around the worst team maybe in all of college basketball into a power of the MAC conference. 23 wins this year and an NCAA tournament trip last year, another postseason trip this year. But the obvious question, Jimmy, is why are you leaving?
Oh, I love Loyola. I love Baltimore. It was tough for me. It was tough for my wife. But, you know, you have people that, you know, you have to listen to sometimes. And nobody tells me what to do, but Gary Williams has always been very influential in my life. And winning 24 games and then winning 23. Last year I talked to people at College of Charleston, but I quickly signed and wanted to stay at Loyola. And me and my wife were looking at houses earlier this year. But, you know, we're going to the Patriot League. And going to the Patriot League is great for Loyola. That is a great long-term move. That's a great football conference. Not that we have football, but it's good lacrosse. It's easier travel. It's a great academic league. But part of me likes coaching certain types of kids, you know, certain types of kids that want to transfer back. You know, Siena's in the MAC. It's a very good basketball league. But Siena's a special place. It's a great job. I just went up there to take a look. They interviewed three candidates. I was one of them. I got off the plane, Brett, and I didn't know much about the school because we play in a downtown arena at Siena that holds, you know, they get between 6,000 and 10,000 people. That's nice. You know, that's why you get in coaching. And you get in coaching to help all types of kids. And I was interested. So I went up, looked. The campus was nice. The president was nice. Father Kevin's a great guy. Their athletic director, John D'Argenio, is a great guy. And I came back and just I had a feeling that maybe this was my next move. So the only person I really called was Gary Williams. And he said, you know, you have to go. You're not just a fun guy that was an assistant or a bartender or this. You're a basketball coach. And when you're a basketball coach, you have to go after basketball jobs. It's a basketball job. And he reminded me when you're in a capital region like Albany, New York, or like Columbus, Ohio, you have the attention of the state. That's a really good thing. So I just came back, and when they offered me, I just decided to take it, and I didn't want to beat around the bush with Loyola because I have so much respect and love Loyola.
You were there for 9 years, Jimmy. Again, it was really a meteoric rise considering what you inherited there. So there's no doubt about your coaching abilities and your recruiting abilities, and you run a clean program there. It's safe to say, though, and what I'm hearing from you, that if Loyola was staying in the MAC conference, you would probably still be their basketball coach?
I don't think I would have left it. I wouldn't leave the MAC. I wouldn't leave within a conference. I think that's a little weird. Even though there's no conference loyalty right now, I don't see myself saying, hey, I'm going to coach another team in our conference. And like I said, the Patriot League is the right move. The Reverend Brian Linnane did a great job getting us in the Patriot League with Boston University. And I believe that. But this opportunity, Siena's one of the best jobs in the league. It's a really good mid-major. It's like a little VCU Butler in Wichita State in terms of the resources they have for basketball and the fan support. You know, we have the Ravens and the Orioles, who I love, and it's across and the University of Maryland, and I'm down with that. That's why it's a tremendous place to live. Baltimore is a tremendous place to live. I'm keeping my condo. Who knows what my future holds? But I'm going to take a 5-year chance up in Albany and Siena and see what it's like. And you know, everything's fine at Loyola. I love the players. Dylan Cormier, they got a good team coming back. I really hope they give G.G. Smith the job. G.G. was the one that we were always, like, trying to get the program going, and I was a little crazy. I mean, G.G. was good at settling me down and making us an established mid-major program. So the program's in great shape. I hope G.G. Smith gets the job, and I think everything should be smooth sailing because the program is set up thanks to the fabric of the players and the community and the school.
Jimmy Patsos is with us here on WBAL. Two-part Baltimore question, Jimmy. Part one, you are a huge Ravens fan. You are a huge Orioles fan. You are a part of this community. You make no bones about it. You live in Mount Vernon. You want to be a part of Baltimore. You were a longtime, of course, assistant at the University of Maryland. Just leaving this area, how difficult is that for you?
Well, that's going to be the emotional part with my wife. The one thing that my wife was sad about was she said she understood everything, but she's going to miss our friends, you know. Colleen Campbell, one of my academic advisors, has turned into one of my best friends here. She lives over near us. You know, we love all the people at the Prime Rib Brewers. Terry Aronson's been the best friend I've had. 9 years ago, Terry Aronson owns Tarks. He just took me around and said, we can get this done. And I introduced me to coaches and people and businessmen. And that's the tough part. But on the other hand, I've been here. I went to school. I wore the uniform at Catholic U. I lived in D.C. I was a coach at Carroll High School, Maryland, for 14 years, 8 or 9 years here. Maybe if there's going to be a new journey, this is the time to take it. By the way, like I said, this is 47-minute flight. I'm going to be home. As long as Bishotti lets me in his box, I'm still coming to Rangers. You'll still see me in center field, believe me, at the Orioles. And I'm not moving for a couple weeks. And on that end, I'm going to recruit the hell out of Baltimore. You know, Kenny Hasbrook was the guy that put Siena over the edge. He went to Cardinal Gibbons. Stoof Jardine went to Randallstown. They've had Baltimore players up at Siena, and I expect that to continue.
You're going from a legitimate metropolitan area to, you know, upstate New York. I know it's a state capital up in Albany, but I imagine the lifestyle is a little different up there.
Yeah, but I already found a few restaurants. I really like Albany. Remember, it's Albany, Troy, Rensselaer. There's some other towns. It's Western Mass. But it's Saratoga, you know?
So, that's true.
You know, if I don't make it, I'll just be a trainer for Plank's Horses up there.
Hey, so, and if I'm in the market for a thoroughbred, I'll head up there.
I will help you. But, I mean, and like I said, it's a capital region. There's a million people there. It's just, it's about a 30-mile radius, but once again, it's a Catholic school. It has the same values and traditions as Loyola. Loyola might be a little higher academic school, and Loyola's a beautiful place, but so's Siena. And once again, I'm staying within my value system. I want to coach at a Catholic school. I like coaching at a mid-major college. There's nothing wrong with Loyola. It's a great spot. I love everyone at Loyola. Following is a good friend of mine. I just felt I needed a basketball challenge. And when you see Butler, look, hey, Brett, here's the one thing. You see Butler, you see George Mason, you see Wichita State, and I'm not saying we can do that. But you need certain resources to get to that Sweet 16, win an NCAA game. You know what I'm talking about. There's only I love Loyola, but we don't have an end zone seat. You can only recruit so many kids when you don't have end zone seats. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong. I think Loyola is a great situation and a perfect fit for me. But I saw a place that it's going to be more riskier, but they want to go a little bigger. And so, hey, you know, life's a journey. You got to take some chances.
Jimmy Patsos, the new basketball coach, up at Siena in upstate New York. Best of luck to you, and I hope this is not goodbye. You're always welcome on the show.
No, I'll stop in. Brett, you've done great. Hi, Jay. Thanks for everything, and I'll come down. I'll see you guys. Thanks so much.
All right, Jimmy Patsos. We'll talk soon. Old friend, Jimmy Patsos, best of luck to him. We'll come back with more next year on Sportsline.